Welcome to Real Men, Real Talk, Unscripted, the podcast that deals with the heart of manhood. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hamm, and I'm here to explore the real issues facing men today, from the dynamics of relationships and personal growth to mental health challenges and even more. In this space, we break down stereotypes and engage in honest, unfiltered discussions about what it truly means to be a man in today's world. So I want you to join us as we share stories, insights, and experiences in a raw, unscripted environment. It is my desire to inspire, challenge, and encourage men from all around the world to become a better version of themselves. So get ready now for a powerful episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. I want to get right into it. Today, we're going to be talking about dealing with emotional deficits. And emotional deficits refer to the difficulties in recognizing, understanding, and expressing or even managing your emotions. There are so many men walking around today with suppressed emotions and emotional deficits. And so in this episode, I want to begin a discussion about strategies for men to address and overcome these emotional challenges and therefore building a healthier emotional life. So the first thing I want to talk about is deficits. What are deficits? Deficits are not as obvious as the result of trauma, but deficits signify a disparity between what is going out and what is coming in. In other words, a deficit is something that is lacking or something that is missing. And so emotional deficits are formed for several reasons, but mainly from a lack of love or affection from somebody that you desired it from. And usually that starts at childhood. So I'm not attempting to give any kind of medical opinion or anything like that. Let me do a disclaimer now. This is not professional help. This is from a spiritual perspective. And I believe that every human being is searching for the answer to this issue. Searching for love, searching for acceptance and not rejection. As a child, the first love that you were seeking and searching for is the love from your parent or your guardian or who's ever was in your life that was supposed to protect you and love you and take care of you. And so regardless of your family dynamic, how you grew up, and many of us have different stories, so reflect on your own story. There was a longing for love from those people, those credible people in your life that was supposed to be there for you. And in many cases, we didn't receive it. I know I didn't, and we'll talk about it a little bit. But there are arguments within the family. There are arguments between siblings and children and their parents and other family members. But in most cases, the love still remains. Because most people don't argue or waste time arguing with people that they don't love. And so by the fact that there is a conflict or there is an argument, that means that there is some type of love there. You wouldn't be hurt by someone you don't care about. And so men, I need us to just to take off the masculine. Well, I don't want to say it like that. Let's take off this masculine pride and really deal with this issue of emotional deficit. And I believe it's going to help you. So you may have in your life have a lack of touch. You know, growing up in my neighborhood and the people that we knew at the time, the grown people at that time did not show a lot of love. They didn't show a lot of emotion. It wasn't, I love you. I'm just talking about my neighborhood. I don't know how you grew up. So you get a lack of support. Even in school, some of us didn't get the support that we needed at the moment or at the time in our life where we needed somebody to show us that they had our back or we wanted that support. There was a lack of strict, well, I will say it like this. There were strict parental guidance, but there was a lack of love in the guidance or no examples for us to follow. There was a lot of couples that were staying together, but not for love. They were staying together for financial reasons. And so there was not a lot of affection that was shown. And I believe that that contributed to my emotional deficit. And I had to learn to overcome those things. So whatever your deficit is, You can be healed. Usually a deficit in our lives means that we don't know how to meet the needs that wasn't met in our own life. It's important to recognize the emotional deficits that are often a result of expectations from society rather than inherited in our male characteristics. Society can discourage men from opening up about what is bothering them, and it can lead you to difficulties in your emotional state. It can lead you to suppress rather than express your emotions. And society can discourage men from opening up and to show even any type of emotion. And this leads to difficulties in regulating your emotions and expressing them. Even some women will contribute to that by telling a man you're weak and I believe the word today is you're sassy because you show emotion. But what's happening is you're allowing those emotions to stay inside of you and to build up. And that's why we see so many bad things happening in relationships as it relates to men and doing things that will hinder or hurt the family or the unit that he's responsible for. So the journey to overcoming emotional deficits begin with being self-aware of yourself. We as men should strive to recognize and acknowledge our emotions, and we should understand that our emotions creates to our health. We have a wide range of emotions, and if you suppress those emotions, it could show up in your health. So you got to educate yourself about emotions. You have to educate yourself about emotional intelligence. Why? Because it's very important. You have to read books and attend workshops and even seek therapy, professional help, to get some insights into the nature of your emotions and how to handle them effectively. And then you'll see that your relationships will begin to become healthy. Learning about the psychological aspects of emotions, what they do is they exemplify or they demystify them, and they provide you with practical tools for emotional management. And as men, we have to articulate our feelings without being aggressive, and some people are aggressive, but then some people will go into withdrawal and won't say anything. That's an emotional issue. In a community where there is no freedom to express your emotions, then you're going to produce problems. But this real man, real talk, unscripted community, this is a place where you don't have to feel isolated. This is a place where you can be free to express your emotions among other men, all right, and develop a strategy to overcome it. Developing emotional resilience is what we need. What is that? That is the ability to recover from emotional distress. And then it enables us to face challenges with a greater sense of ease. So I want to encourage you to embrace your emotions. Embrace them as a natural and an important part of being a human. And that it not only enriches your experiences, but it also strengthens your relationship with your spouse, with your significant other, with your family members and everything. Because you are the sum total of all the things that you've experienced in your life. I'm sure you can agree that not all of your experiences were pleasant. I know mine was. By the time that most of us are adults, we will have experienced some kind of traumatic event. Whether it was a parent that left you, a father that walked out, a mother that left her children, whether it was a loss of a loved one, whether it was being stabbed in the back or betrayed by a friend, being disappointed by someone you respected, somebody that you love, or psychological or physical abuse. Everyone has dealt with some type of trauma. One of my traumatic events came at a very young age when my mother passed away. My brother, my twin brother and I, we was about 4 years old. And even though it didn't affect me at that particular time because we were too young to understand what was going on, being only 4 years old. But later in my life, I was angry and frustrated. Why? Because she left us and we did not understand why our mother would leave. She passed away. It's nothing she could have did about it. But we, from our level of understanding, did not understand. And so there was a little bit of a frustration in us. I know in myself, I can speak for myself, that happened when my mother passed away. I didn't really know who she was. I was adopted into another dysfunctional family. And in that family, we suffered physical, psychological, and mental abuse from our stepfather. So this caused me to develop a skill of blocking things out and being in a state of denial. But those thoughts lie dormant within me until I was confronted with someone else's situation that was similar to mine. So, brothers, there are many men today walking around carrying emotional pain within them. It was not until I developed a personal relationship with Jesus Christ that I began to overcome the pain of the past. And too often when a person feels hurt and feels emotional pain, they try to suppress it. Like a wounded dog, they go into their cave and lick the wounds. I know that sometimes you can feel all alone. Sometimes that you wonder if anybody cares. People are always pulling on you and wanting something. And sometimes you feel like, do anybody care about me? Do anybody love me for me? If I didn't have what I have, if I didn't look the way I look, if I didn't have the influence that I have, would someone still love me? Would they still want to be around me? Would they still care about me for me? So be assured that God knows your situation. I want to let you know that. He's with you. He's with you in your pain because there's a reason for your pain. I had to come to the realization that the reason I had to go through some things is so that it could be a testimony. No, God didn't put it on me, but I went through it and he's working it out for my good. Now I'm able to counsel with those who have been recently going through what I've went through in my life. You need to understand and remember that God never wastes a hurt. Every person that hurt you in your past, every person that disappointed you, God will not allow that to just attack you and then waste the hurt. See, the enemy of your soul meant things for your bad, but God is turning it around for your good. Maybe you have some deep pain or some emotional or even physical hurt. And you wonder why? Why did this happen to me? Sometimes the reason is clear. And sometimes it takes time for that clarity to come. But you got to have faith in Jesus Christ. And you got to believe that he covers you. Through your difficulty. Through your challenging times. There will be a greater good accomplished somehow, some way in God's plan for your life. When bad things happen, people usually end up responding in one or two ways. Either they move closer to God or they move further away from God. Most of the time in church, especially women are more spiritual, seems to be more spiritual than men. That's not really true. You are spiritual. You just don't know how sometimes to express your spirituality and your emotions. See, watch this. God in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible said that God created man in his likeness and in his image. In chapter 2, it says he formed the man from the ground, the male, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. That word soul is not spirit. Soul is what became. Man became a living soul. And so if the enemy is going to attack you, he's going to attack you in your soul. And what is your soul? It is your mind, your will, your intellect, your imaginations, and your emotions. Those five things are, they comprise your soul, your mind, right? What you think, your will, what you will or will not do, your imagination, the things that you can think of and imagine in your mind, all right? Your emotions, your mind, your will, your intellect, your emotions and your imagination. So let's look at this again. You are a soul being. You became a soul when God breathed into that body the breath of life. All right? So you got to make sure that you're dealing and you're strengthening your soul, that your soul is healthy, your mindset is healthy, your imaginations are healthy, and your emotions is part of that. I want you to think about the trauma that you've experienced in your life and begin the process of healing from that experience. You may have sadness, you may have hurt, you may have disappointment in your life. You may have been in love, but the love wasn't returned to you. See, some of the hardest thing to do, now if you think about it, that first girl that broke your heart, that affected you for a long time. I know before I start living recklessly, I wanted to love purely. But then when you get disappointed by people, then you make up an excuse and say, well, I may as well just do this and do that. I may as well be a dog or whatever. But no, that's not who you are. That's not who God created you to be. You might have been left alone, as I was, by someone who was supposed to be there, or somebody who promised that they would never leave you. You might have a child that you love more than anything. One that you would sacrifice your own life for, and they have rejected your love and your guidance and your relationship. You might have been brokenhearted. Your heart may have been broken for someone who passed on. You don't understand why, but you know that it hurts. Somebody that you'll never see again on this side of heaven. You might have experienced a breakdown in your relationship to God because of your broken heart. You say, God, how could you allow this to happen to me? Why would you take this person away from me when you don't understand that death is also a part of life? And Psalms 51, verse 16 and 17, it says, you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. He says, the sacrifice to God is to have a broken heart and a contrite spirit. So how about that? When you're at your lowest, when you don't feel worthy of coming into God's presence, that's when he is the most receptive to you. That's when he opens up to you and you can really fellowship with him. I think you should be encouraged by that. And that wraps up this episode of Real Men, Real Talk, Unscripted. I'm Dr. Ronald Hamm, and it's been an absolute privilege to share this time with you. A huge thanks to everyone who joined us today. But before I sign off, I want to encourage you to reach out. Follow us on our social media platforms at Dr. Hamm, DocTorHamm. You can follow us on our website at ronaldhamm.com or by email at realmenrealtalkunscripted@gmail.com. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to see your suggestions as we explore future episodes. This conversation doesn't stop here. It's just getting started. So until next time, keep pushing, keep this conversation going, and never forget that the power of being real and unscripted is what we need. This is Dr. Hamm signing off from Real Men, Real Talk, Unscripted. Take care, everybody.